Are you controlled by possessions? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. The Gospels record the story of a rich young ruler who knelt before Jesus asking, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus, knowing his heart, responded, "Go, sell all that you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me." Disheartened, the young man went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. So how about you? What would you do? The Bible warns us to focus our attention on the things of heaven, not of earth. In fact, the things we desire, finance, and cling to will someday belong to someone else. God supplies a surplus of wealth to Christians for one reason, to provide for the needs of others, not for self-indulgence. The Apostle Paul defines the reason for having wealth as meeting the needs of the saints. He said, "You'll be enriched in every way to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God." For the ministry of this service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing in many thanksgivings to God. Now, it's not a sin to have wealth. The Bible makes it clear that He allows wealth so we have a surplus to enable us to give. You see, generosity, the foundation of living selflessly devoted to others, is for our good and God's glory. So never allow your possessions to interfere with the life of generosity. One day we'll stand before the Lord to give an account of what we've done with His resources. May we live in such a way that we'll hear, "Well done." And if you need help navigating your finances, check out our budget coaching program. It can put you on the road to financial freedom. Go to crown.org, click the Get Help Now tab. You can start today at crown.org. That's crown.org.